Thanks so much for taking the time today. It's Coach Nick Saban told me early last weekend, hey, we're trying to make sure this game is like every other game. It's every other game. You want to be your best every week, and then on Monday he gets out there and talks about how different it is because it's a conference game. I can't win, and I know that's the case. I'm fine with that, but it definitely, I know around this town has a different feel, doesn't it?
Well, it's not just a conference game. It's Florida.
And, no question.
You know, it's actually, you're touching upon something I'm writing later today for Saturday down south. You know, I can't remember a Florida game that wasn't big in some way, shape, or form. And this one is going to be big in every way, shape, and form. So, yeah, it's to sit there, for anyone to sit there and say, yeah, it's just another game. No, not even close.
It's not the way. And again, you love how in Tuscaloosa it does change. I mean, it's ramped up. People start really paying attention. And look, you're excited at the start of the year because, well, it's the start of the year. And then you go through 2 weeks of knowing it's not going to be much competition. You know this week as an Alabama fan. You know it as a Florida fan. You know it as a writer who's not involved in the outcome. This is going to be a much better test for either side than they've seen.
Well, you know, you just kind of alluded to, you know, it was kind of almost a preseason for the first three games, and then it was, okay, this is where we get serious. But this year it's also a little bit different, and not just because of the opponent, but the way this team is built and is going to have to come together over the course of the season, I've been kind of maintaining all along, if a team's going to knock Alabama off, its best chances are going to be at the beginning of the season. And so I honestly think this week and next week are probably the two most crucial games on the schedule, and we're going to learn more about this team over these next two games than the rest of the season.
Christopher Walsh, Saturday Down South, also author of numerous sports books, including a new one that chronicles Nick Saban and his march to the top of college football's coaching ladder. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. But when you look at this one, we just visited with Phil Savage talking about the matchup in all likelihood between Vernon Hargraves and Amari Cooper. Beyond that one, what are you looking for? Where's the matchup as you look at this game that you're breaking down?
Well, there's two or three, and I think you've got to – you can't go and look at this matchup without talking about the opposite of that. You know, Alabama's cornerbacks against Florida's wide receivers with, you know, Ferguson, obviously very, very talented. And, you know, it looks like Tony Brown's now going to play a lot in this game. So this is going to be the ninth – if he starts, it'll be the ninth combination they have starting at cornerback since the beginning of last season, which is just unreal. You know, we all know that Tony Brown's an excellent player, and he's going to be an excellent player. And we know that Eddie Jackson's going to be good. We don't know how much he's going to play this week. You know, these two guys could be the guys eventually down the line, but, you know, they're not quite there yet, obviously, and Tony's obviously very young, so that's a huge matchup. And the other thing is I want to see how Alabama's offensive line does against Florida's defensive line. I think that's a crucial matchup, and if Alabama's able to run the ball, I think Alabama's going to win this game fine. But if they struggle running the ball, this game's a coin flip.
All of our guests appear courtesy of the Bud Light Hotline, presented by Green Beverage. Bud Light, the perfect beer when you're up for whatever happens. Christopher Walsh, what in the heck is going to happen Saturday? Is this one, you know, I'll tell you the kind of spin I've had on it. I don't know that Alabama's a team, frankly, the way they're built right now, that in many of the games against quality opponents that they will cover at the rate they have in years past. I still think they're good enough to win, including Saturday. But I don't know that they're dominant enough, physical enough, maybe even on the offensive front, to win at the clip and at the rate they have in years past. What do you think?
You know, I'm not a big gambler. You know, I don't really pay attention to the line usually, but in this case, I would definitely take the points, to be honest. I think you make a good point. And you know, is it dominant? Is it going to be able to win going away against a lot of opponents? When Saban came out yesterday and said, this team is way better than anyone's giving him credit for, I've been waiting for someone to say that because I've been... Yeah. I think this is a very good team they're facing this week. And it's a defense that hasn't quite molded and put everything together and had that game where you just go, wow, look at that. I mean, granted, they've done well. They've only given up one touchdown. So you can't be too critical. But, we've got a long, long ways to go with this group. And, I think you're going to see a lot of games where it's not going to be the blowouts that we're quite accustomed to. But if the defense comes together like I think it can, and it's got the talent, in the long run, I think we're going to see a dominating defense. That's just going to take time.
Christopher Walsh, author of Nick Saban versus College Football, The Case for College Football's Best or Greatest Coach. Excuse me. I want to make sure I got the phrasing right there. We're talking about we're going to be signing the book here over the course of the next couple of days. But let's look at the matchup tonight. I want to kind of get your thoughts stepping away from Tuscaloosa and Alabama and Florida. We're going to probably learn a great deal about the Auburn Tigers, too. It's almost comical, and it sounds really insulting to say it that way, and I don't mean it. But they talk about how intense it's going to be in Manhattan, Kansas, and they're going to shoehorn 55,000 in there. Which, look, I know you can go to Starkville in 55,000 with the scoreboards and the jumbotrons, everything. It's an intimidating, loud, tough place.
Yeah.
But I can't see it matching. Can you? What they normally face, they should handle that all right, shouldn't they?
I think you're going to be fine. It's funny to me because, you know, you hear these things from other places and other conferences. And I'll tell you, I'm not originally from SEC country. I'm originally from Big Ten country. And, I remember, hearing about how Michigan was just, it's crazy. You know, it's over 100,000 people and you go and you're just like, why isn't that louder? You know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stadiums in the country where you kind of just like, okay, it's nice, it's pretty good. It's not SEC country. There is a difference. So I think they're going to handle K-State just fine. It's going to be one of those probably that they're going to, the Wildcats are going to linger for a while and stay in it. Yeah, I respect Coach Snyder, right?
Correct. You almost went Schnellenberger.
Yeah. Actually, I actually did an interview with him the other day.
Yeah, so me too.
He's going to be in town this weekend.
Yeah, me too.
But I think Albert's going to win that game going away.
All right. Schnellenberger, I know, is going to be at the Bryant Museum this weekend. Make sure y'all aren't there at the same time. You're going to be there. Tell me about when and where the book signing will take place.
We're gonna sign some books from 10 a.m. until noon at the Bryant Museum. And
is that tomorrow?
That is Saturday.
Saturday. Got it.
Before the game. And then we're going to have some more book signings later on in the fall, but okay. This is the last one I have scheduled for a bit.